You are Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast on the Houston Rockets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to a new episode of Locked On Rockets. I'm your host, Ben Dubose, a reporter with Sports Talk 790. The last couple of shows, we've been looking at a couple of bigger picture issues. We spoke earlier this week with Craig Ackerman, the new Rockets lead play-by-play voice for TV, at least part of the TV schedule, with Bill Worrell transitioning into retirement. Ackerman's at least a part-time lead TV, so we talked about his new role as well as his outlook for the entire team. At the end of last week, Media Day, we talked to a lot of players, heard from also Mike D'Antoni, the coach, Daryl Morey, the GM, about their outlook for training camp, the preseason. So the last couple of shows, we've been talking bigger picture stuff, and now I want to get into the minutiae of actual basketball. Now, of course, it's very early. We've had just a couple of practices in training camp. It opened up on Saturday with occasional two-a-days. I believe Saturday there were two practices. Today, Monday, there are two practices. Sunday, there was one. They try and space out the two practices for obvious reasons, because obviously you don't want to wear these guys out, but of course you do want to run them into shape. So essentially, spacing out the two-a-days is generally the industry standard for the best way to do it. And what have we learned so far? Well, first and foremost, we've learned about the physical changes in the players. Everybody on Twitter calls it muscle watch. People have either put on some pounds, lost pounds. That's what everybody wants to talk about with Media Day. And we did have a couple of things that we briefly mentioned on Friday's show, but now I want to go into them a little more. Clint Capella, yes, he has absolutely bulked up. He says he's added 10 to 12 more pounds, and he looks it. One of the great things about Media Day, it's a perfect shot in time of where players are each and every year. And there's a tweet, I retweeted it yesterday, it's on my timeline, from about midday Sunday. Someone put side by side Capella's Media Day pictures in 2014, 2015, and 2016. And boy, if you look at where he is in late September 2016 and compare it to September 2014, it is night and day. He is chiseled. And of course, we all know why. Capella is a freak athlete. He has all sorts of athleticism, but the question is whether he can retain that athleticism while adding enough strength to hold his own in the low block. And so far, so good. We've got to see on the court that, of course, he still has that athleticism that makes him potentially an elite offensive player. But boy, by what we've seen little in training camp, and especially off the court, he absolutely looks the part. So as far as Rockets muscle watch goes, yeah, Capella's added 10 to 12 pounds, and I would believe it. I don't think it's any exaggeration at all. The flip side, Pat Beverly has lost about 8 pounds. He's coming into camp at 198. He actually says he wants to get down to about 192 by the season. And why would Beverly want to lose weight while someone like Capella wants to add weight? Well, it's pretty simple, the nature of the positions. Guards these days in the NBA are not allowed to play all that physical. The game is putting more and more of a premium on speed and letting these playmakers do things in space. So there's no real incentive for Beverly to bulk up and get physical because, well, if he uses that kind of physique, he's just going to get in foul trouble anyway. As far as his game on the court, what's best suited for him is to be as quick as he can, and that means coming in lighter. The other reason that it's beneficial to Beverly is, well, his injuries. We know he's had ongoing knee issues here and there. He never did fully fix the meniscus tear that he had a couple of years ago. So when you look at his long-term career, basically more weight means more pressure on those joints. So if you want Beverly to stay healthy, which it's never going to be easy with his style, when you play as aggressively as he does, that certainly means stressing your body a lot. The easiest way to reduce the stress on your body is, well, to reduce the pressure, which means lowering the weight. So I think it absolutely makes a lot of sense that as far as Beverly's longevity, as well as his style in the NBA, that he should come in lighter. Now, so far, so good. The downside, well, we haven't actually seen Beverly in training camp because of, well, he has a cut on his foot. So while he's participated in some of the drills, he's not really taking part in the contact portion just yet. And that's not a big deal at all. There's no such thing as a chronic cut to your foot. It's just a freak accident. It'll clear up in a few days. And he may actually return to training camp as soon as today, Monday. So this is not a concern at all. However, with him out, we've seen who is taking his place, and to no surprise, it's Eric Gordon. And again, right now we expect the Rockets to open the season with a three-guard rotation with Beverly and Harden as the starters, Gordon likely off the bench. If there are spot minutes behind that, then certainly guys like Tyler Ennis, the guy they traded for from Milwaukee in the Michael Beasley deal, Pablo Prigioni, who they re-signed from the Clippers, you could see those guys potentially earning spot minutes. But by and large, I think they want those guard minutes to almost all go to three players, Harden playing about 38 minutes a game, and Eric Gordon and Pat Beverly each playing 30. Now, of course, you could spread it out a little bit. It's entirely possible that, you know, if teams go smaller, you could play Harden and Gordon at the two and three, and then, you know, you could obviously have a little bit more playing time at the point guard for Ennis or Prigioni. But for now, certainly the three-guard rotation is what they're opening with, and with Beverly out, it's no surprise that the white jerseys, which basically are the starters, the guys playing with James Harden, Trevor Ariza, and Ryan Anderson, Eric Gordon has had that white jersey playing with the first team. So again, that's not a tell that they're looking at Gordon in the starting lineup. That's just Beverly's injury. He hasn't been cleared for contact play in training camp just yet. What is more interesting is that Nene has spent some time in that light jersey with that first group. And again, the media members, we haven't gotten to see too much of training camp, but you can all, in the media as well as fans, everybody can see videos from Daryl Morey. He's been posting a couple each day on his Facebook, his Instagram. They're great videos. Daryl's doing a great resource for the fans by doing this. But it's really interesting that right now, Nene is spending some time with that starting five. Now, do I think he's going to be the starter on opening night? No. I still think that's going to go to Clint Capella. But it's certainly interesting that Nene is getting time early in camp with the ones, so to speak. Now, why are the Rockets trying to do this? I can think of a couple of reasons. First off, as I've told you guys for weeks, I do think there's a little bit of a nod to Nene in the offseason that they were going to give him a chance to earn as many minutes as possible. Nene at 1 year, $2.9 million, that was absolutely a fantastic signing, well below market rate. And I think part of it, you know, Nene sees a chance to reestablish his value here. He thinks the Rockets are a good organization for him. He especially thinks Mike D'Antoni's system is good for him. So I think he sees this as a spot that, you know what, I can go out and prove that I can still be a good role player on a good team and potentially get even more money next summer, be it from the Rockets or somewhere else. So I do think they're not going to do anything that's not in the team's best interest. They're not going to, you know, if Nene's not deserving of the time, give playing time to him just because he signed at a sweetheart deal. But I do think they're going to give him an opportunity. And so I think that's what you're seeing so far. The other thing is that really, I think with Clint Capella, you do want to set a tone that players have to earn an increased role. We've heard all this stuff about Capella potentially being even an upgrade in some respects from Dwight Howard, at least in terms of knowing his role and working within the system. But you know what? He's never played more than 19 minutes a game at the NBA level. And really, last year was his rookie season, because his true rookie season, 90% of it was spent in the D-League. So I don't think that the Rockets want to give Capella that spot. I do think that clearly they want him to earn it, because you know what? Capella at age 22, with all of his upside, he gives them by far the most upside at the position. But I think they want him to earn it, and I think it sets a bad tone for a training camp with so many proven veterans if you're giving out roster spots. So I think right now they're erring on the side of the veteran in Nene, at least in terms of that starting unit. And I did think it was interesting. One of the local TV guys asked Mike D'Antoni and Daryl Morey at the press conference on Media Day if Capella was the starter, and they did not commit to it. Now, they kind of downplayed it, and they said, you know what, we're going to mix and match guys in training camp here and there, and basically saying starters don't really matter that much. It's about, you know, it's about finishing, it's about minutes, and again, throwing in another caveat about training camp being for experiments. But they did not commit to Capella being a starter. And the reason I think that's interesting is Daryl Morey also did not in Las Vegas. The one bit of hard news we've had this offseason with regards to the starting lineup on this roster was that back in the summer league, Daryl Morey was sitting courtside, and the guys on NBA TV got a hold of him for an interview, and he said that he expected Beverly, Harden, Ariza, and Ryan Anderson to start. He didn't give a tell at the center position. So between that, between Media Day, them not directly answering the question, and now Nene getting the first minutes with the white team, that's what I'm going to call them because they wear the light jerseys, that's the ones, in training camp, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that, you know what, no matter what, they're going to give this role to Clint Capela. Now, I still think he's the favorite because, again, he has the most upside. I also think you have to give Nene some points. He's very self-aware. I certainly don't think Nene even wants to be a true starter with 30-plus minutes per game. I actually asked him about, I asked him a couple of questions at Media Day on Friday, and I mentioned him getting to prove himself in the Olympics on Team Brazil with a lot of minutes. And he looked at me and laughed, and he said with a knowing smile, a lot of minutes. And if you guys remember, the triple overtime game between Brazil and Argentina, absolutely amazing game. Nene ended up playing over 35 minutes, and by the end of it, he, as well as everybody else on that team, I mean, they were sucking wind. There were hands on knees. It, you know, I think Nene, especially given his response to me on Media Day, I think he's aware that, you know what, at this point in his career, he is not a 35 minutes per game player. He's had issues with injuries. That's a recipe to potentially get him in a little bit of trouble. So no, I don't think that you're looking in a situation where there's going to be awkward chemistry because, well, both of these guys want to play. I think Nene knows that maybe 25 at the most, and probably closer to 20, it's what's ideal for him at this point in his career. But he is a competitor, and you know what? If he can earn more minutes, more power to him. I did also think at Media Day it was telling when we were talking to James Harden. James Harden, unsolicited, made a comment that he had no idea what a great passer Nene was. Well, if Nene is such a great passer and James Harden likes it so much, then you know what? It's not far-fetched to say, you know what, that maybe you want to play more minutes with James Harden and Nene on the floor together. So there's a lot of interesting things here. Again, at the end of the day, I think the Rockets are probably going to make this decision based on upside, unless Clint really disappoints and he has done nothing to indicate that so far. I would think that he ultimately wins the job, especially because this season, I think the Rockets in the front office know that even the best case scenario, they're not going to win a ring. It's about building, and you can build more with Clint Capela than you can with Nene. However, there is going to be competition. That's to the benefit of the team. That's kind of the culture that I think Mike D'Antoni wants to bring. And especially in the early going, you might see Nene get some starts in the preseason. I can think of a couple of years ago when the Rockets were debating between Pat Beverley and Jeremy Lin as their starter at point guard. Even though I think they knew they wanted it to be Pat Beverley, they experimented in the preseason with letting each get a few starts because, you know what, they want, the preseason is for experimentation. They want to get all the data they can. And at this point, I think that may be what they're doing with Nene. Again, long term, do I think he wins the job? No, I don't. But it's interesting that people are raving about him so much because, again, if Harden likes him, that's certainly a pretty sizable endorsement in the Houston Rockets organization. Also, on multiple occasions at Summer League and then again at Media Day, the Rockets have not committed to Capela as their starter. So again, I do expect Capela to ultimately win the job, but it might be a little closer than a lot of people think. And truth be told, I think you could see those minutes get mixed and matched a hell of a lot with you know, close to a 24-24 split in some circumstances if Nene proves it. And again, so far, so good. He's getting a lot of praise early in camp. Aside from that, haven't really noticed too much. But I think one thing we can all see just by the videos that Daryl Morey has posted, there are clearly some different emphases in camp this year relative to prior versions of the Rockets. On any of those clips of offense, you're seeing more ball movement than I can really recall in several years. So you can see the staples of D'Antoni already in place. That ball is not sticky. That ball is hot. It is moving. So I think that's pretty encouraging. Another thing I noted, you're seeing some movement without the ball. There was one play that really stuck out to me. Capela got the ball on the low block against Nene in one of the practices. And after he got the ball in the post, Sam Dekker made a hard cut towards the baseline. And it split Nene's attention for just a second as he wanted to keep track of where Dekker was. And when that happened, Capela took a quick step to the inside and got a jam. So I think, in addition to the passing, that's another thing that I've noticed early on. It's not just more movement of the ball. It's more movement of people without the ball. So that hopefully you're going to see more creativity on the floor. And if, you know, if the defense has to account for more things, then you're more likely to have breakdowns, and someone like Clint Capela can then just get a quick shot at the rim. So again, it's very early. That's just what stood out to me in these first couple of days of training camp. And really, that's what we're going to have to look forward to the rest of the week. More training camp with the Rockets basically every day. I believe there's one off day, but it's generally every day, getting back into shape and getting ready for next week when preseason play starts. There's a pair of games at Toyota Center. Sunday, the second opens up against the Shanghai Sharks. And then the first actual NBA game of the preseason, the Rockets against the New York Knicks, will be on the 4th, that Tuesday, October 4th at Toyota Center. So again, if you want to check out the team, I think the preseason is really a fun time for diehards because, you know, if you look on Flash Sheets or if you look on SeatGeek, I have to throw them in because they're a sponsor of this show, you can get some really cheap tickets for the preseason and you can see the coaches experiment with a lot of these younger players in ways that they might not in the regular season. So if you're in Houston, you're a diehard listening to this podcast, I would think about going to a couple of those games early next week because you can see a lot of these younger players, you can look, get a longer look at them in a way that really you might not unless you somehow get access to practice, which very few people do. So it's going to be fun. And again, Craig Ackerman is going to be on the call for that first game against Shanghai on Sunday, October 2nd. So it's going to be a lot of new things, new team, and a new voice leading the way. And if you haven't heard my podcast with Craig, that was from Sunday. I encourage you to listen to that. I think Craig's a great guy, great resource for the Rockets, with lots of input about, well, both how he's going to handle the broadcast as well as what you can expect from the Rockets on the floor, because you know what? He's around them more often than anybody. So if you haven't heard that podcast, I urge you to. And again, on that note, I think we'll sign off. I'm Ben DuBose. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben DuBose. You can follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Rockets. And you can always email the show at LockedOnRockets@gmail.com. So Rockets fans, I want to thank you again for listening and giving this podcast a chance. We've had some really good numbers the last few weeks, and I'm very appreciative to you guys. And I hope we can provide you even more good content in the days ahead at Toyota Center as training camp further ramps up. Talk to you soon.